We give God glory and honor for the new day. We give God glory and honor for the opportunity and the privilege that the Lord has given unto us, each and every one of you, in different parts of the world, where you are tuning in to listen to daily devotion platform. I really appreciate for the words of encouragement, your prayers and support. Thank you so much. May the Almighty God continue to bless us all in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall open our scriptures in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 22. We shall read verse 18. 2 Samuel chapter 21 verse 18. And it came to pass after this that there was again a battle with the Philistine at Kobu. Then Sibijai the Hushathite slew Saf, which was of the sons of the giant. We shall also read in the book of Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 2, verse 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 14. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happens to them all. We shall continue with our series concerning the four giants. So we are here in verse 18 of 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 18, we see another giant by the name of Saf. This giant had no weapon. He had no physical weapon. I mean, he had no spear. He had no sword. He had no arrows. He had no stones. But the weapon that this giant was using was his body. He was using his body as a weapon, which means that he was enlarging his body to create fear upon the soldiers of Israel. So the enemy is using many things in the world to create fear, and fear comes by conduct of the eye. When you see things physically, the eye will send a message to your inner man, and it will create fear. And this giant, because he was using his body as a weapon, it was affecting the minds of men and women. That is why there is a battle going on in the mind, and the Bible says, and again. So the battle of the mind is happening again and again, which means that we need to be alert. We need to be sober. We need to be vigilant. But the Lord has given us a solution here on how to overcome this giant. The solution is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 14. The Bible says, the wise man's eyes are in his head. This is not the physical eyes that we have. The physical eyes is in front of the head. But the eyes that the Lord is giving us information concerning them. These eyes are inside the head. And the Bible says that the wise man's eyes are in his head. So in this end time, we need to be wise. And the Lord is equipping the wise people, or the wise virgins, is equipping them with the spiritual eyes. And also Paul talked about the eyes of enlightenment. So we need the eyes of the Spirit in order to understand and to know what kind of battle we are in order to overcome this giant. And the Bible says that the man of God, who was there, he came and challenged that giant. We can go back to 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 18, and then read it again. And it came to pass after this that there was again a battle from a battle with the Philistine at Gobu. Then Sebijai the Hushathite slew Asaph. Sebijai was representing the wise people, people who are full of the Holy Spirit. They have the eyes inside the head. These eyes will give you success. These eyes will give you courage. It is not the physical eyes, it is the spiritual eyes, which will enable you to see what is happening in the spirit world. When the disciples received the Holy Spirit, they received eyes inside the head. That is the eyes that Philip used when he was in Samaria. That is the eyes that Paul received when he fell down, and then the pillar of fire was asking him, was questioning Paul, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" So in this journey that we are walking, if you are the wise, you need to have eyes inside the head. People who have eyes inside the head, they will never fail. Even if they fall seven times, they will arise again, because they have the eyes inside the head, and these eyes are the eyes of understanding. So they walk with understanding, they speak with understanding, and they know the times and seasons where they are. So we see here Sebijai was showing people who are wise in our time, whom the Lord is anointing to conquer every situation and every condition in the mighty name of Jesus. All the prophets who are prophesizing during the old times, they were having eyes inside the head. They were not walking by sight. Even Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were having eyes inside the head. That is why they were not looking at the fire physically, or they were not looking at the circumstances physically, but they were looking past the fire. Even if Nebuchadnezzar was setting the fire seven times, these people were looking past that fire, and they were looking at the throne of God, and they were looking to see the fourth man to come and deliver them. Even when Peter was in prison and all the doors were closed, Peter was having the eyes inside the head. He was looking past those doors, and he saw his deliverance coming, because the judge was praying for him, and the judge was also having the eyes inside the head. So this is the time whereby every member in the body of the Lord Jesus, in order for you to overcome these giant problems that is in the world today, financially, materially, we have many giants around, and these giants are using the physical situation and the physical condition and the circumstances and the situation to create fear around you. In order to overcome the spirit of fear that this giant is creating in the world, you need to have eyes inside the head. These are eyes which cannot be dim. We see a man like Eli or Eli. When he was growing old, instead of his eyes seeing very clearly, the eyes was becoming dim. Eli was showing people whom, when they will be in the message for so long, they will take it just for granted. But we see a person like Abraham, when he was growing old, his eyes were still strong, and he was still looking the fulfillment of the promises of the Lord. So, my brothers and sisters, I encourage you with these few remarks that we need the eyes inside the head in order for you to overcome the challenges and also the condition that is in the world today. Because this enemy that we are seeing here in 2 Samuel, chapter 21, verse 18, he had no spear, he had no sword, So yeah, this giant was conducting the inner man or the old nature to make it very active, to make your life so that you can be fleshly activated, so that you can walk by sight. But the Bible says that the people who are wise, they don't walk by sight, but they walk by faith. That is what Abraham was doing because he had eyes in the head. That is why when he climbed on Mount Moriah, yeah, he saw the lamb or the ram of God, which God provided on Mount Moriah. We see men like Joshua when he was in Jericho. He was not just using the physical eyes. That is why when Joshua was able to see the military man, the commander of the army of the Lord, he saw a man who was holding the sword, and the man, and Joshua went there and asked the man, "Are you for us or against us?" And the man said, "I have been sent from the presence of the Lord to be the commander of the army of the Lord." And Joshua fell down. He was using the eyes inside the head. So many people today are fighting one another in the message movement because they don't have eyes inside the head. And the Bible says that a wise man has the eyes inside the head. If you are wise, you will not walk by sight. And if you are not wise, you will walk by sight. So we need eyes in the head in order for us to overcome this giant, because he's using the circumstances and condition to accuse and blame, to cause blaming spirit in the midst of the children of God. Blaming spirit comes as a result of lack of peace. And when you lack a peace, it means you don't have eyes inside the head. Because you have eyes inside the head, you know that the Lord Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and the Prince of Peace is inside you. And if the Prince of Peace is inside you, you will have peace. And peace is not the absence of war, but peace is the presence of the Lord Jesus. May God bless us all as we look more and more. We are with expectation for more revelation and more from the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers and support. May the Lord be with you in all situation and in all condition. Be blessed. Amen.